Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. So we're doing this program today because Ken Kerber told me he wanted to meet somebody who actually ran 135 miles at one time, because Ken says he wants to take that on as a hobby. So we're going to learn today how you run 135 miles and still live to talk about it. The gentleman we have here is rolling his eyes. He doesn't know what's going on here. His name is Lee Whitaker. Lee is, the head track coach, the head cross-country coach at Fort Mill High School, correct?
Correct.
All right. So how? Do you think you could actually make a runner out of him?
I think so. He looks like he's ready to go.
He looks like he's ready to go, all right. Okay, so tell us a little bit about Lee.
Yeah, so first of all, thanks for having me. This is fantastic to be on this show. So my name is Lee Whitaker, and as you said, I'm the head track and cross-country coach at Fort Mill High School. I've lived in Fort Mill for the past 20-plus years, but yeah. I grew up just across the river there in Lancaster, South Carolina. So I love running. I love coaching running. It's been a huge part of my life for the last 15-plus years. And, I'm excited to talk a little bit about the Badwater 135 today.
So you have been a head coach for the last 6 years.
Yes, sir.
What were you doing before that? Were you in education?
Actually, I was not. So I've worked in technology most of my adult life. So I went to Clemson University. I have a degree in computer engineering and a master's in business. And so that's what I did for quite a while, was worked in technology. And I got into coaching, as a volunteer. My son was running at the high school. They needed somebody that could coach the distance team that knew a little bit about running. And somehow they found out about me, and I jumped in. And the rest is history.
So now you were telling me, mm-hmm. because we were comparing notes about running and bicycling and what have you, because my son does both of those, that you tried the bicycling and that really wasn't your cup of tea.
I did try. So years and years ago, I actually got into triathlon. I did it mostly just to stay in shape and stay healthy. And I found out through that process that I was really, really, really bad at cycling, but ended up being pretty decent at running. So I dropped the bike and just started running exclusively. And I haven't touched a bike in probably 12 years now, and I've just been running exclusively
since
then.
Good for you. Yep. So now when you run, do you have a fixation that you run every day for like 5 miles, 10 miles? Or?
Kind of, yes. It's I run most days, whether I'm training for something or not. Certainly there's a day or two here and there that I don't run. But I do try to run almost every day. And it certainly ebbs and flows with if I have a race coming up or where we are in the calendar year. I always try to get 30 minutes in if I can, and then if I'm starting to train for something, I'll run much more than that.
You need to meet the conductor of the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra.
Okay.
A fellow by the name of Christopher James Lees. Okay. He's a marathon runner.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. When he has some free time, he's mm-hmm. running.
Okay.
He's running.
That's fantastic.
So you guys kind of remind me of Forrest Gump. And you've seen the movie probably 100 times.
Oh, 100 times.
When he basically ran across the country mm-hmm. and ran back and just decided, I don't need to be running anymore.
Yeah.
So the running, I hear from people who run all the time that there's something. I mean, it's like exercise. Exercise is good for you no matter what form it takes.
Mm-hmm.
But with running, they say, what is it, these endorphins or something kick in, and they really just, I don't know.
I don't know. I've heard that too. I don't know that's ever happened to to me, or maybe it has and I just don't realize it. I absolutely love being outside. I love running. I can spend hours on end doing it. I'm not so sure about that runner's high that some people talk about, that I've experienced that, but I certainly do love it, and I love doing it by myself. I love doing it with friends. So I can do it, you know, all day, all night, whatever.
Do you prefer running, through the woods where grandma's house was, or you just like being on a track somewhere?
No, I prefer running on the road, actually. I'll run on trails. I'll run through the woods sometimes, but I absolutely love running out on the road if it's, you know, safe to do it. But I love the feeling of being able to go from point to point on my feet. I feel like I've been somewhere. Yeah.
So on the course of a week, how many miles will you run? Yeah. Just for pleasure.
Just for fun. So right now I'm probably running around 40 miles in a week. So I just ran Badwater. You know, it's been 6-7 weeks ago. It hasn't been that long ago. So I'm not running a whole lot right now, but about 40 miles when I'm training for a race like that. You know, I'm upwards of 80, 90, 100 miles in a week.
So now how many races do you do in a course of a year?
I would say, well, it depends a lot, but you know, I'll do races from, you know, 5 or 10K races all the way up to something like the Badwater. So maybe over the course of a year, all sorts of distances, maybe 10 or 15 races total, but maybe only 2-3 of, you know, races that are super long, like Badwater.
So here's the biggest question of the afternoon.
Okay.
How good a runner is Lucas McFadden?
I think Lucas is an outstanding runner. I think he runs a lot more races than I do. Maybe not as long sometimes, but he's certainly a fantastic runner. I see his Facebook posts and his race results. He's an awesome runner.
So you've never run with him?
I have never run with Lucas McFadden.
No, there it is. Lucas, I hope you're listening. Challenge is there. All right, so that takes us to this incredible feat that you did, the 2025 Badwater 135-mile marathon. I thought a marathon was like 25.6 miles.
Marathon is 26. Yes, it is, but anything past that's called an ultra-marathon.
Well, this must be the ultra-ultra-marathon.
This is an ultra-marathon. Yes, it is.
And this race takes place where?
This race takes place in Death Valley National Park in California in the Mojave Desert.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
No wonder they call this thing Badwater. I mean, I've been to Death Valley, and it's hot.
Yeah,
I don't care what time of year you go.
Yeah.
What time of year did you race it?
So the race is held in July each year.
July.
And, it actually starts at Badwater Basin, which is 282 feet below sea level.
Yeah.
And goes across the valley there, climbs over a couple mountain ranges, and the finish line is at the Mount Whitney Portal at about 8,300 feet above sea level.
So the idea is to see how many people will drop in their tracks? I mean, isn't that dangerous to be running out there?
A lot of people think that. The race actually has pretty stringent requirements for entry. There's an application process. There's a minimum set of requirements that are needed to even apply for the race. It is an invitational race only, so they choose 100 people across the globe to come and run the race. So anybody who is applying for Badwater, and certainly, you know, those being accepted, have quite a track record of races like this.
So how many years did you have to try to get into this before you got accepted?
So for me, I didn't even try to get accepted until I had probably 8 or 9 years of experience running 100-plus mile races. Some people try a little earlier than that, but the minimum requirement usually takes people 3 or 4 years just to get where they can apply to the
race.
So
you've run other 100-mile
races? I've run other 100-mile races, yes. Yes. Probably run on the order of 20 or so.
Woo! In what places, like all over the country?
Most of them have been on the East Coast, but I've run Badwater several times now. I've run races in Texas. I've run a lot of races in Florida. Run them across North and South Carolina as well. So,
my gosh,
yeah.
Ever thought about being in the Olympics?
I'm not that fast. I'm not that good. I could just run a really long way. That's it.
Jeez, sue it. I mean, I'm shocked that you said this thing's in Death Valley.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for anybody who's been to Death Valley as a tourist, which I did, and I think I was where you started this race. They got a big old plaque there. This is the lowest part of Death Valley.
That's right.
And up you go.
Yep, up you go from there. It's all uphill from there, I think. But it is very hot in July. Typically, the temperature is about 120 during the hottest parts of the race. Cools off a lot as you approach Mount Whitney, but generally you can expect around 115, 120 degrees.
You start off. I mean, did you run 125 straight miles? Did you ever stop?
But rarely stop, maybe stop for a minute, you know, things like, you know, I change shoes every now and then, I stop to go to the restroom a couple times, things like that. But generally, I try to keep moving the whole time. When you run Badwater, you go out with a support crew. So I have a support crew going along with me, sort of leapfrogging me in the car. And they'll help me with my hydration, nutrition, helping to keep me cool, you know. We keep hats in the cooler with ice in them, and keep bandanas stocked with ice to, you know, pass in and out to keep me cool and things like that. But no, we try to keep moving as best we can the whole time.
So each runner has their own SAG car?
That's correct. Every runner has it. In fact, it's a requirement for the race to have that.
Oh, jeez, this is amazing. Okay, so you've done this multiple times.
I've done this multiple times, yes. This was my fifth finish. It was the sixth time I've been invited. One of the times I was invited was during 2020, and, of course, the race got canceled due to the pandemic that year. But this was my fifth finish in 2025.
How long did it take you to run 135 miles? It
took me a little over 28 hours.
28 hours?
Mm-hmm.
When you first did this, were you asking yourself, what the hell have I done?
Huh? I ask myself that quite often when I'm running, more than once. There's a lot of excitement when you start. You know, certainly the process of getting accepted and getting an invitation to a race like this is exciting and fun. And then, you know, reality sinks in after you've been running for 4, 5, 6, 7 hours. And then, yeah, you question all your life choices for a little while until you get close to the finish line.
Plus, again, running this out in Death Valley
and
then climbing 8,000 feet or more to the finish line, it's all uphill.
That's right.
We're not talking about downhill. Do they run the race in reverse by any chance?
No, they don't, but there are some people. And in fact, a friend of mine who's been very involved with the race for years recently did what's called a Badwater double, where she ran from Badwater Basin to actually the summit of Mount Whitney, so past where the race ends at Whitney Portal, all the way to the summit, and then ran back to Badwater Basin. So it's an unofficial crossing. It's not part of a race or anything, but you know, super impressive to do that. But there are people who will go from Mount Whitney back to Badwater on occasion.
So you've done this thing five times. Mm-hmm. Is this now part of your annual routine? I'm going to run Badwater?
I love going out there. I hope it is. You know, with the race being invitation only and things like that, it's very difficult to get in. A lot of very qualified people apply. It's a stringent process. But I do try to get invited every single year. It's hard to stay away from the area. The area is a fantastic place. It's a beautiful place. I love the community that Badwater represents as well, and love seeing friends that, you know, I don't see until it's race time. But even last year, I wasn't invited last year, but I went out and I was on a support crew for a friend of mine last year and still got to experience the race and being a part of the community there. It was just super fun.
I'm surprised that if you were able to finish the race, that you don't automatically qualify for the next year.
Yeah, no, not at all. In fact, once you become a finisher of the race, it's a little more difficult to get in future years. The race director, Chris Cosman, puts a lot of value on new people coming into the community and new people coming into the race itself. So there are more spots available for first-time entrants than there are for veteran entrants.
So they select 100.
That's correct.
How many, if you know, applications do they get normally to be in this thing?
I have no idea how many total applications they get. A committee reviews these things and chooses the 100 runners that are invited. But I do know a lot of people that have applied over the years and never gotten a chance to run. Even a lot of people with very strong credentials and very strong running backgrounds apply and never get invited.
Jeez. So. Is there an entry fee for this?
There is an entry fee for Badwater. Yeah, I think that's one of the jokes. You actually paid to come out here and do this. Yeah, not just the entry fee, but airline tickets and rental cars hotel fees. So, yes, there is an entry fee for this.
So you got thousands involved with this force all over.
That's exactly
right. Have this fun experience of 135 miles running in the desert. Okay. Has anybody in your family said, are you okay?
Oh, every day. Every day. Yeah, every day.
What do you remember as being the most stressful part of this race?
Probably the most stressful part is the time leading up to it. Badwater is a logistically challenging race in that there's nothing. You said you've been there, right? There's nothing in Death Valley National Park. There's no stores or outposts that you can stop at, or very few. And so you have to buy everything, make sure you have all that you need, but you can't have too much because it's got to fit in a car with several other people. So you have to do a real good job of making sure you get the right size cooler and just the right amount of ice and the right amount of water that you need throughout the race. Things like that. I think that's probably the most stressful part of it. Once everything starts to flow, it's just like clockwork at that point. Everybody just knows what to do, and you just keep moving until you get to the finish line.
So you're running 28 hours.
That's correct.
You got to eat something.
Mm-hmm.
Are they just giving you nutrition bars out the window?
Kind of, sort of, yeah. So I'll take, energy gels, things like that from time to time. I have a lot of liquid, so my body can process that well. I'll eat a little bit of solid food, but I don't eat a lot of solid food when I'm running. I may have a small bite of a sandwich or something like that. I love Cape Cod potato chips as I'm running, so that's probably my primary diet during the race is Cape Cod potato chips if I'm having something solid.
So if they weighed you at the beginning of the race and weighed you at the end of the race, how many pounds would you shed?
You'd probably be surprised to find out that not that many, 3 or 4 pounds maybe. Most of it's probably water weight.
Right.
If you can take in enough water and process enough water throughout the race, you can get through without losing too much. If you lose too much, you'll be overly dehydrated and won't be able to finish. So it's kind of like a intake and exit process. There's some math there that you can work through to make sure you don't lose too much weight.
Ron over here is thinking about running that race. He's tired now. He's thinking about it.
Everybody in here is going to be ready to run this race after we finish today.
My gosh. Wow. That is interesting. So now how many gallons of water do you think you consumed during this 28 hours?
About 8 gallons of water.
8 gallons of water.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just sweating it out just as soon as you take
it. Just sweating it out, yep. Sweat rate's very high out there. The nice thing about Death Valley is it's super dry, of course, so the sweat actually evaporates very quickly, which means you can cool yourself, but you have to stay on top of taking the water in so you don't dehydrate.
So who is watching you to make sure that you're not going yaha?
So the crew primarily, so you've got your crew in the vehicle, and for the first 42 miles you're running alone, and they're usually going up ahead about 2 or 3 miles before they see me, so they're never more than a couple miles away generally. And then after the 42 mile mark, there's a checkpoint there. You can have a pacer with you, and so after that point someone will run along with me really for the rest of the race, and they'll trade out. They'll every few miles they'll get back in the car, and then somebody that's been in the car will hop out there and run a few miles with me at a time. So generally speaking, somebody's always got their eyes on me, somebody's always kind of watching out for me and things like that.
Do you have any family members that go in that SAG car?
I've never had any family members, mostly close friends of mine that have been crew members. numbers for me. Yeah.
Your family's saying, "What is that, the dad?"
Yeah. I have had my a couple of my sons have crewed for me at some other races, but not for Badwater.
So. All right, we've got to take our mid-program break and remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winther. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, we got a packed house here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, and it's packed because they love the fresh foods and salad that we do every day of the week, Monday through Saturday. How we do it is in the white letters, and we're going to tell everybody about it together at the count of three. Are you ready over here, young lady? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Such distinguished people frequent this place, enjoy that, and the food is delicious.
The salads are the best in town.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
The Piedmont Medical Center Women's Tower at our Rock Hill campus boasts fully furnished labor and delivery rooms and family care suites. Our Level 3 NICU is equipped to provide advanced medical treatments for premature infants and infants who may have complications. Inside the Women's Tower, families begin bonding with their special deliveries in private family care suites, allowing mom and baby to relax with ease. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140. Or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at andersongriggs.com.
Now parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to Comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Substation 2 is excellent. It's fresh. The buns just feel like they came out of the oven, and you can't beat the deli meat.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Hey, back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. A very interesting program. Lee Whitaker, who happens to be the head track and cross-country coach at Fort Mill High School, is with us to talk about. This man is possessed with running. He runs, runs, runs. He is York County's version of Forrest Gump. What do you think?
I think I've heard that before. Even my accent, I think, sometimes sounds like Forrest Gump.
But he has done not once, not twice, but five times this Badwater 135-mile marathon that starts in Death Valley and ends 135 miles later way up in the Sierra Nevada mountains.
Yep.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Have you ever run this race when you just, I don't know, your body was telling you, not this time, don't push this?
Yeah, I've had, so it's been interesting. Most of my Badwater races have gone fairly well over time, but I certainly had a couple of incidents, where it didn't work out so well. When I ran the race in 2021, it's probably been my slowest, definitely been my slowest running a Badwater. Very dehydrated, probably 30 or 40 miles into the race, really struggled to recover from that. lots of bad cramps. You know, had to get past a certain checkpoint and just sit for a long time to just kind of regain my composure and things like that. And it was really slow going from there until the finish line, but, you know, ended up finishing. And then in 2022, also had an incident where I ran actually really well, probably one of the best races I've run at Badwater just from a pure pacing and speed standpoint. But I came into Lone Pine, which is about 13 miles from the finish line, and just had an episode where I ended up, you know, had pushed too hard, I guess, and passed out. And I was out cold for about 4 hours before I woke up. And again, you know, lost 4 hours asleep there, and kind of regained my composure after that and went on to finish the race. But definitely had a couple struggles over the years.
So what do they have along this race route for medical assistance if somebody needs it? Because I can imagine somebody does.
Yeah, so the race does have a medical staff that is out there for the entire race, but there's not a lot. There's only a few outposts there that you kind of go through, you know, they have some rooms that they book at a couple of the hotels or establishments there along the way where you can go and get some medical treatment if you need it. But if you need serious medical treatment, it's a big problem because there's no real healthcare facilities for, you know, hundreds of miles away. So, you know, they've got rudimentary care there, but just, you know, hopefully nobody has anything serious that goes on.
So if you ever want to know why, one of the real benefits of running has been one person's, what their heart rate is.
Mm-hmm.
What is your normal heart rate
just
resting?
Like, sitting around, probably about 40 beats a minute.
40 beats a minute. That's about half of what anybody else's is.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because when you're running, it gets up into the 70s probably.
I guess a lot higher than that. Maybe even into the, you know, above 100 at a slow pace. But if I'm running fast, you know, it gets pretty high, 150, 160, something like that.
So with all this technology, I see you have a great big watch on there. Does that monitor all that stuff for you while you're doing it?
It does. It's got every piece of data imaginable on it. But yeah.
What do you pay attention to? What parts are important to you?
The time. It's got too much. It's information overload sometimes.
So what is your best time for 135 miles?
Best time for 135 miles is 28:11.
28 hours, 11 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow, good for you. All right, I don't want to miss the opportunity because we've got about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
You are a coach. That's your full-time job. Fort Mill High School,
yep.
Cross country this time of year.
That's it. Yep.
Track in the spring.
That's correct.
All right. So you got a meet coming up here this weekend?
We got a meet coming up this Saturday. We're racing at Western North Carolina Cross Country Carnival, and looking forward to it. I'm excited. Both my boys and girls team are defending state champions here in South Carolina, and they're super excited to get started and hopeful to defend those crowns this year.
And how many young men and women do you have on your team?
We have 150 on our roster at Fort Mill.
Whoa!
Yes.
That's a lot of runners.
That is a lot of runners.
Is that unusual?
Not for us, really. I typically have between 130 and 150 runners each year. We do have one of the largest teams in the state, which I'm super proud of that. To get that many young people out that love running and want to be a part of something is super awesome to me. So.
And, of course, the coach is going to run right with them because you can't outrun the coach.
I said, I'll run with them, and they never get to complain about how hot it is around here.
Do you have any runners who aspire to do the 135-mile?
I think so. I definitely – we have some fantastic runners on our team, and I've even had some that have, you know, graduated years ago since I've been coaching since 2017, taking on marathons and things like that. So I'm certain that there's some out there that are going to do the Badwater one day or at least a 100-miler one day. I'm certain of it.
Well, Coach, thank you for giving us a half hour of your time. It's a fascinating story. Good luck to the team this year. Teams, pardon me. And amazing. If you ever want to run a long distance, this guy, Lee Whitaker, is who you want to talk to. And he's the head football in my head. Head cross country and track coach at Fort Mill High School. Thank you, Lee, for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. This was a lot of fun.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. One more time. Hey, don't leave here now. We need your voice in here. We do fresh subs and salads. We do this 6 days a week. You too. That's right. So it's Fresh Subs. You got me all mixed up. I see that nice young lady over there. All right, Fresh Subs and Salads at the count of three. How do we do it? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
And you didn't say a word. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.